This is a podcast from the Queen City Podcast Network.
The last few years, the housing market has been wild. In many cities, like Charlotte, home prices have jumped drastically. Now we're looking ahead. What will home prices be like in 2023? We're asking an economist.
Buyers no longer need to run out to the open houses, make an offer, and feel a little nervous that maybe their offer will be accepted on Monday or Tuesday.
This is WBTV's Good Question. We are joined now by senior economist from Zillow, Jeff Tucker. Jeff, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. First things first, tell me a little bit about what you do with Zillow.
Yeah, I get to dig into our housing market database of all the homes in the country, all the home sales and listings to try to figure out the story of what's been happening with the housing market and where it might be headed next.
Absolutely. Sounds like an interesting job for sure. I wanted to start with just some of the key takeaways for this 2023 forecast that you guys have released for the public, but then wanted to ask some specific questions about Charlotte. So without further ado, what can you tell me about this 2023 forecast that you guys have put together?
Yeah, our number one takeaway is that affordability is the challenge that everyone's grappling with in this housing market. The run-up of home prices in the last few years has been extraordinary, and it's really stretched home buyers' budgets, especially when you combine it with the movement of mortgage rates in the last year, now up over 6 or 6.5%. A lot of home buyers are struggling to make ends meet. So one of our big forecasts is that the Midwest will actually kind of reemerge as a center of housing market activity because pretty much everywhere else in the country has stretched buyers' budgets just a little bit too far. The West Coast and Northeast were already kind of too expensive. And a lot of Sunbelt destinations like Charlotte have just seen their affordability kind of vanish due to the surge in demand during the pandemic. So the Midwest is kind of one of the last bastions of middle-class affordability in the country. And it's one place where we kind of think the gears of housing sales are going to keep turning because even with higher mortgage rates, people can still really afford to buy homes there. Another prediction we have is that more people are actually going to buy homes in kind of a less traditional way. They might buy with a family member other than their spouse. They might buy with their parents or a sibling. They might buy with friends. Just people looking for ways, maybe non-traditional ways to make ends meet and actually afford that home and the benefits that come with homeownership. Because trying to get a house on just a single income right now is unaffordable for so very many people at the moment.
Absolutely. You mentioned some of those Sunbelt destinations like Charlotte becoming more and more expensive. What factors have led to that? I know you mentioned the pandemic. What has specifically made some of these places so difficult to afford?
There was a lot going on in the pandemic, but I think the number one trend we saw was people needed more space. We asked people on surveys when they moved, and we just looked at their behavior. And people said, I want more indoor space because suddenly I'm taking Zoom calls from home, so I need a home office. I want more outdoor space so that my kids have a place to play in the backyard and, you know, have people over out on the patio. And, the affordable parts of the country that can offer that, along with the benefits of, you know, nice weather, mild winters, it's what we call the Sun Belt, and that definitely includes Charlotte. And on top of that, there has been a jobs boom in the Sun Belt. Markets like Charlotte, Atlanta, Dallas, these places have been very, very strong throughout the pandemic, and that's continuing to attract workers. And it's helping them, you know, these are workers who are excited to see, hey, if I accept this job, I can actually afford to buy a house that my family will fit in if I move there. So yes, sign me up and I will head that direction. Looking back on the last few years now, when we kind of add it all up, our price index in Charlotte is up almost half from this time on the eve of the pandemic 3 years ago. That is an extraordinary change in just 3 years. It is just astronomical. Prices are getting up over $385,000 for the typical kind of middle tier home in Charlotte, which is that's a lot for folks trying to afford their first home. And there's this 1-2 punch right now where mortgage rates have roughly doubled in the last year. So, you know, even though that home is maybe only about 17% more expensive than it was last year. The mortgage payment on it is up probably more like 70%, 70 year over year, when you combine that increase in prices and interest rates.
Yeah, it's truly been incredible. Any signs that some of those cities you mentioned, the Charlotte, Dallas, places in the Sun Belt, any sign that something will slow down, that they will start to become more affordable? Or is it kind of like they've reached a mark and there's no coming down from it right now?
There are a lot of signs that the pendulum is starting to swing the other direction in these markets. When we look at the behavior of sellers and buyers at the moment, you know, just one example in Charlotte, this time last year, near the end of the year, the typical listing went pending in under a week, in just 6 days. That is very unusual for the middle of winter or late autumn. Nowadays, so this November, it took 20 days. So three times as long for the typical home to accept an offer. That's a huge indication of kind of the slowdown in activity. And it does mean buyers can kind of finally catch their breath. They no longer need to run out to the open houses on Saturday and Sunday, make an offer where they waive all their contingencies and hope or feel a little nervous that maybe their offer will be accepted on Monday or Tuesday. It's back to a more kind of traditional pace where you can go find a bunch of listings on Zillow now that where the seller has been waiting for an offer for several weeks. That means buyers can take time to inspect the homes, compare a few good options, really make sure they end up in the perfect home. In terms of prices and affordability, you know, we're kind of inching back down. There's always a seasonal dip in the winter. So homes are already a little bit more affordable than they were in the summertime, but it certainly doesn't look like we're on a round trip back to 2019 or even 2020 prices. That's just not in the cards.
I was about to say some of those Sunbelt markets I know are just popular places. It seems like people are just continuing to move to Charlotte. Is that going to just keep the demand high and keep the prices high to an extent, even if there is a little bit of a seasonal dip or the market, you know, kind of coming back down a little bit in general? Are those just going to remain hot markets?
I think that's a pretty safe bet for the next several years. The pandemic actually just kind of accelerated trends that were already underway. We already saw a lot of migration out of the Northeast, looking for more affordable places, and you know, a lot of people kind of turned away from the even more expensive places on the West Coast, like San Francisco or LA. And the pandemic just kind of accelerated those trends. So that's why I think that it is here to stay. I think that growth and, rising prices in general are going to remain kind of the continuing factor. They're going to remain true for several years across the Sun Belt and certainly including booming metropolises like Charlotte.
I would think that, you know, the folks who owned homes pre-pandemic and were able to, you know, capitalize on selling them or own one right now might be in a little bit better of a spot if they're still in the market or looking for a new home or looking to move than folks who are the first time home buyers, right? Those are the folks who are probably feeling the most pain.
Absolutely. Folks who already owned a home when the pandemic began or, you know, even bought one in 2020, they've seen huge equity gains over the last few years. And they also had a few really good opportunities to refinance and bring their mortgage rate down well under 4% if they refinanced in the last couple of years. So they're sitting pretty, frankly. They've got a lot of equity and a very affordable monthly payment. And you raise a good point too, that even if they're going to take out a new mortgage to buy their next home, maybe they're moving up, they need a bigger place because their family's growing. They want to move to be closer to family. When they sell that home, they've got those equity gains for a really big down payment on the next home. So they may not need to borrow as much and they're not fully taking the hit from these higher mortgage rates. Meanwhile, it's the first-time buyers who are really up the creek without a paddle at the moment where they've seen prices go up. That didn't do them any good. And now mortgage rates are much higher as well. I think the... this is where for them, the silver lining of current market conditions is how we are seeing homes take a lot longer to sell. We're seeing less competition and multiple offer situations causing homes to sell above the list price. So, you know, if buyers are able to afford the monthly payment, if they can look at that and say, hey, this is a monthly cost that my family can afford to pay for a house, then these other buying conditions actually make it a pretty good time to buy a home, avoiding those bidding wars and so on. And, you know, they can hope that maybe mortgage rates will come down in the next couple of years. If they do, then that monthly payment could get more affordable if they refinance at that time.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We are joined now by senior economist from Zillow, Jeff Tucker. Jeff, specifically for folks who live in a Charlotte or in Atlanta, any specific advice if someone is thinking about buying a home or trying to enter the housing market in 2023, any tips or things they should think about?
What we're seeing now is that the best approach to this is to sort out financing first, you know, actually talk to a lender, get pre-approved. And that way you have a really good sense of, okay, what does my income, my credit actually translate into in terms of a monthly payment? And what does that buy me in today's market? That's great for, you know, keeping on top of these rapid changes in market conditions. And then it's really key to work with an experienced local real estate agent who can help you understand exactly, you know, which markets are hot, where your money will go the furthest, and can represent you in negotiations. Because, you know, frankly, this kind of market is where having a great agent can pay huge dividends. If they can find one of those sellers who maybe has been waiting for several weeks, they could help you maybe get a bargain or, you know, get some repairs made, that kind of a thing, to help ease into the market.
I did want to ask about the Midwestern prediction in that 2023 forecast. Any specific spots in the Midwest that you think people might start moving?
Yeah, we've seen a pretty strong housing market in Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Columbus. These are all actually growing mid-sized metro areas. They offer a ton of urban and city life amenities that people are looking for, combined with a lot of ample space, bigger homes, bigger lots at an affordable price. So I think we definitely expect to see some continued strength in those types of markets. In a lot of ways, they're sort of the next Charlotte or Raleigh or Atlanta. They've got a lot of those characteristics of a strong economy, a lot of great quality of life, still available at a pretty affordable price.
Absolutely. Do you guys see home prices staying, you know, relatively high across the United States, even though you're always going to have some areas that are more popular than others?
Yeah, our forecast is for prices to be more or less on a plateau over the next year or so. No longer running up at this crazy pace, but kind of supported on the downside by the fact that listings are still really low. A lot of homeowners are just kind of sitting tight because they've got a house they like and an affordable mortgage. So they don't need to sell. So that's kind of buffering the market from kind of a runaway drop in prices. And instead just kind of keeping things fairly steady at the national level.
I know in some of the hot markets within the last couple of years, we were seeing some really crazy periods where people were getting offers way over the asking price. And as you kind of alluded to, immediate offers, you know, the day they go on the market. Do you think that kind of gold rush phase is over, or could that still pop up in some places again?
I think that is pretty much over, especially to see that as a norm across an entire market of just this kind of arms race or a literal race. I've got to get that offer in quickly. Got to waive my contingencies. Everywhere we look in the country, the time on market is slowing back down. The share of homes sold above the list price, indicating a bidding war, is coming down very rapidly. So we're kind of re-equilibrating and getting back into a healthier, kind of slow but steady pace for the housing market.
Absolutely. Jeff, anything else you'd like to add before I let you go?
No, that was really thorough. I think I covered what I had to share.
It's really, really interesting stuff. And I'm glad you took the time to talk with us. Jeff Tucker, senior economist for Zillow. We appreciate it, sir.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely.
WBTV's Good Question is a product of WBTV in cooperation with Queen City Podcast Network and Balto Creative Media. From WBTV, Good Question is produced by Jack Vandertal. Special thanks to Jamie Bowl. For the Queen City Podcast Network, WBTV's Good Question is produced by Brian Baltashevitz and Maria Delgado. Production coordinator, Taylor Robinson. It is recorded at the Queen City Podcast Network studios in Uptown Charlotte.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.